She's going to have to cancel the game. The class groans. I know, class, Mrs. Brown says, pulling herself up as if someone has hurt her feelings. But she can't say who. I'm disappointed, too. At recess, we all find out from Amy and Nancy what has happened. Some Dominican parents complained to the principal about having secret Santas. I'm not surprised the complaints have come from Dominican parents, many of whom don't like the idea of Santa Claus's replacing the three wise kings. But it turns out that the objections aren't religious. Instead, some parents feel that there's enough tension in the air. Kids sneaking around and leaving secret messages might be taken the wrong way. Oh, come on, Amy says, rolling her eyes. What are they talking about? It's the embargo, Oscar explains. Everyone looks over at him. None of us are really sure what an embargo is. Many countries will not have anything to do with us anymore, Oscar continues, including the United States, he adds, nodding at Amy as if she ordered the embargo herself. That's ridiculous, Nancy says. If we didn't want anything to do with you, why would we be here? She rolls her eyes at Amy, who rolls her eyes back at her. Oscar considers this for a moment. I don't know, he finally admits. But my parents are preoccupied, and that is why they do not wish anything sneaky to go on. So it was your parents who complained, Nancy says, hooking her arm into Amy's. The two girls stalk off toward where Sammy is bouncing a basketball with some of his new friends. Secret Santas are not sneaky, Amy calls over her shoulder. Whatever Secret Santas are, or are not, I sincerely hope that my